The fighting broke out Saturday evening in a corner of the settlement, according to Tim Erwin, the UNHCR spokesman in South Sudan.
It lasted between 20 and 30 minutes, and then the local police were able to bring it under control. But during that time, as you can imagine, those people living in the camp who were nearby the fighting feared for their lives, and they went to another area.
Erwin said the officer who was killed was caught in the crossfire, though it's still unclear who was involved in the fighting. He said UNHCR was able to supply the people, mostly women and children, with quick humanitarian assistance like food, water and shelter. By Sunday morning, many of the refugees who had fled were beginning to return to the settlement. This is the first serious outbreak of fighting in the camp. Erwin says UNHCR has not been able to establish what sparked the violence, but UNHCR has issued several warnings about the presence of arms in the camp. Under international treaties, refugees are not supposed to carry weapons. But Erwin says the size of Yida camp, which hosts close to 70,000 refugees, makes supervision difficult.
Obviously, we're not able to check every individual who comes in and out of the camp. Refugees are registered, but it's a large settlement, and individuals are clearly able to enter and to leave. And so it's something which continues to need to be addressed, and we will be looking for, you know, assistance from others involved in this issue.
In addition to security concerns, relief agencies have warned that Yida settlement is too large for the area. It is also prone to flooding during rains, making it inaccessible. Erwin says plans are underway to shift some of the refugees to a new settlement at Ajuang Thok in Unity State.
It's about 25 kilometers from the border, so I think that provides us with an adequate distance away from any border issues. And it was chosen because it meets a number of criteria, both in terms of the land and its accessibility, its distance from the border, you know, the willingness of the host community to have these refugees amongst them.
UNHCR hopes to relocate about 20,000 refugees before the end of March. For VOA News, I am Gumedev Ruakarinj in Juba.